501 Unit 4, Recording 4.2, A Conversation About the Marshmallow Experiment. Emily, how's the semester going?
It's going well, Daniel. It's hard, but I'm taking some interesting classes this semester.
Like what?
I am taking a psychology class that really focuses on human behaviors. I find it all so fascinating how people act and behave towards each other. Human behavior is just so complex.
It certainly is.
Actually, we just talked about a study that you might be interested in, because you have young children. Have you ever heard of the marshmallow experiment?
No, I haven't.
Back in the 1960s, a professor named Walter Mischel and his team tested hundreds of children around the ages of 4 and 5. Each child was brought into a room and sat on a chair. A marshmallow was placed on the table in front of them. The researcher told the child that he was going to leave the room, and if the child did not eat the marshmallow while he was away, then they would be rewarded with a second marshmallow. However, if the child decided to eat the first one before the researcher came back, then they would not get a second marshmallow. The researcher then left the child alone for 15 minutes.
That probably felt like an eternity for a 4-year-old.
I'm sure. Some kids jumped up and ate the first marshmallow right away. Others wiggled around and tried to restrain themselves, but eventually they gave in and ate it a few minutes later. However, a few children did manage to wait the entire time.
And what were they hoping to learn from this experiment? It sounds like kids being kids to me.
Well, that's the most interesting part. They conducted follow-up studies and tracked each child's progress as they grew up. They found that the children who were willing to wait and received the second marshmallow ended up having higher test scores, lower levels of drug abuse, lower likelihood of obesity, better responses to stress, better social skills, and many other benefits.
Wow, I guess there's a lot that can be learned from a marshmallow.
Definitely. They followed the original children for 40 years and decided that the ability to wait or delay gratification was critical for success in life.
I wonder what my children would do in that situation. I might try it out on them when I get home.
Do it and tell me all about it. I would love to see it done with children I actually know.